you know, give psachim, hechitimtas. What I want to do is to orient everyone to some of the questions regarding the international dateline and halacha, how to think about the issues. And I will have my manner of presenting, number one, the dispute between the Chazon Ish and his opponents, and also just to give a background of how you should look at the various issues that come up. There are a lot of svarim on international dateline now. Let me just give you first a bibliographical point. His two svarim. His is a sefer called Tarech Yisrael by someone named Rabbi Yisrael Taplin. It's full of discussions of the issue. Fascinating nafkaminas. I'll just give you one amazing one. Hafaras Nedarim. Right? You know that Parshas Matos teaches us that when Isha makes a neder, so her husband has that day the right to annul it. How do you define a day? Is it, so for example, if the husband is traveling east, he's going to have less time for Hafaras Nedarim, or if, on the contrary, it's going west, right, then he'll have more time. On the other hand, maybe since the whole point of the fact that you have a day to make for the neder is a quantity of time, right? 1,440 minutes, so maybe it wouldn't make a difference. Right? This is like Shashuim B'Torah. He has a lot of fantastic nafkaminas. So that's one sefer, Yisrael Taplin. Another sefer, which is very important, this really is literally a Meir Makomo sefer by someone named Rabbi Yehuda Bloom. It is simply, in one book, a collection and collation of ruba of the material by the Rishonim on the topic. So he has the Kuzari, he has the Balam Or, he has Rabbi Yisrael Yisraeli, he has Rabbi Tukachinsky, he has the Chazon Ish. He has enormous amount of sources here. But of course, the question isn't just the sources, the question is to understand conceptually what the sources are talking about. This is called Shitas Kav HaTarich B'Kadur HaOretz by Rabbi Yisrael Bloom. That's from like 20 years ago. And Tarich Yisrael is from around 11 years ago. Tov Shin Nun Tes. Okay, but again, there are many, many other books on the topic. I'm just giving you two major ones that have a lot of stuff. Yeah, obviously, if you just have a 10-page article, you're going to miss some of the material. Okay. Then, of course, it's not just the sources, but the evaluation of the relative weight of the sources, which holds different topics. So, for example, 1941, my Zedis Rabbi Brenner told me that the Rav Tukachinsky with 19 other rabbonim, they all got together and they all disputed the Chazon Ish. Well, we'll discuss this. Right, the whole question about the Jews in Japan in 1941. That year, Yom Kippur was going to be on a Wednesday. It was a Monday, Tuesday, Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, as we know, is for the following day, Wednesday. Chazon Ish sent a telegram, eat on Wednesday, fast on Thursday. What did that mean? It meant that when the days that the Japanese held was Wednesday, it was really Tuesday. It wasn't really the Far East, it was the Far West. Therefore, there's a chi of achila shtia when Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes and Erev Yom Kippur, and the Chazon Ish tells what he held with Torah's Vaday. So he says, eat on the day that the Japanese hold this Wednesday, because al pi halacha it's really Tuesday, and fast on Thursday with Tzomu B'Chamishi, because that day, everyone there might think it's Thursday, but al pi halacha it's Wednesday, right? And that was his shita, but the 19 Rabbanim Yerushalayim all disputed the Chazon Ish. So even if you see the sources, that's something I'm not going to get into here. Then you have to obviously have to consult your postdoc, the person that you hold from, for the relative weight of the sources. Okay, let us begin. Okay, first I want to begin with some just basic yedios. Rav Taplin, coming from here's coming from. He says, well, the earth is round. How do you know? So Shalmi Maseches Avodah Zarah, third parak. I have the Shalmi here that the earth. Earth is like a kadur, and just in case you don't have the Yerushalmi, so he quotes that Tosfos in Sechas Avodah Zarah, Mem Aleph quotes ki kadur shalom ogul kideisa b'Yerushalmi, and he quotes, just in case you are not sure about that, the Ram Pesh Mishnah also says that the world is kadur. Okay, when I was in MTA, ninth grade, I had a teacher named Mr. Ehrenstein, long gone. But he told us this yisod. All smart people, even in the Middle Ages and in antiquity, knew that the earth is a sphere. But they didn't. Even today, you'll have flat earth society, people that don't know it. What was not known was that there's a landmass in what we call today the Western Hemisphere. We'll get back to that. Now, next point. From our perspective on Earth, right, the sun seems to circle the Earth every day. And we all know that 24 hours later, it turns to the same spot vis-a-vis the Earth that it was 24 hours previously. Okay. Now, by convention, we divide a circle into 360 degrees. You'll see, even I'll get to the sefer called Nechmad V'Noyim, that's by Rav David Gans. He lived a very exciting time, beginning of the 1600s. He was probably the first sefer to really inculcate the discovery of America into all these discussions. He already points out that it's a convention that we divide a circle to 360 degrees. We divide the constellations into 360 degrees, and Rav Tavon points out that the Rav Chaim Vital also says that Ari's Talmud, that you divide the 12 constellations of the zodiac are also divided into 360 degrees. Every constellation takes up 30 degrees of the sky. Now, the Baal HaMoed Masechet Rosh Hashanah also realizes that this convention of 360 degrees. Now, let's start to focus. Every day of 24 hours, from our perspective, the sun travels 360 degrees. That means it travels 180 degrees every 12 hours, 90 degrees every 6 hours, 15 degrees every hour, and 1 degree every 4 minutes. So, if it's sunrise in one spot, 6 a.m., a quarter of the globe away, 90 degrees to the east, which is also 270 degrees to the west, right, it'll be 12 noon. It'll be 6 p.m., sunset, 180 degrees away from both sides, right? And it'll be 12 midnight, 270 degrees to the east. Now, a sphere, as we know, has no natural beginning or end, right? It keeps on going. So there's no natural way to determine where on Earth the day begins, because that's the whole point. Where, right? Now, surely, if you go west, for example, and you go backwards, you're 6 hours earlier, 6 hours earlier, 6 hours earlier, 6 hours earlier, you'll be 24 hours behind where you were in the first place. That's one of the paradoxes that Rav David Gans points out. So you have one person, let's say you not have an international dateline. So you have one person, he's living in wherever, in Prague, that's where Rav David Gans lived. So it's 6 a.m. in Prague, and by his time already, he had possibility, post-Magellan, of world travel. So the guy keeps on following the sun. He's going west and west. He'll be back to the same place, but he, in his mind, will be 24 hours earlier. And that is absurd. Okay, so there has to be a line, right, in which you say this: the same place can't be 6 p.m. Sunday, 6 p.m. Monday. Right? There has to be a place where the traveler will say, all right, I now have to adjust what I think vis-a-vis the world as a whole. Now, as is well known, the consensus of the Western world in the 19th century was that Greenwich, England, the town near London, would be the center of the world for purposes of time. And, as a correlate, the international dateline here you have on this globe would be on the opposite end of the world from Greenwich. So Greenwich is designated as 0 degrees, and according to anything to the west, up to 180 degrees is west longitude. Anything east of Greenwich, up to 180 degrees, is east longitude. Thus, when it's 12 noon in Greenwich, it's an hour earlier, 15 degrees to the west, 2 hours earlier, 30 degrees to the west, etc. So New York, now you can Google these things, you can find out exactly, have it here, New York is approximately 75 degrees west. So that's easy. 15 times 5 is 75. It's really, they have JFK 73.78. By the way, degrees are subdivided into minutes. Rav David Gans already has that. And the minutes are subdivided into seconds. So if you get one of these printouts that, you know, some people are very much, you know, by Shkia Sachamo, to even get to the second, get exactly, you know, the longitude and latitude of every single place on the globe now. So, New York, approximately 75, 5 hours earlier than Greenwich. Chicago, approximately 90, right, is there for 1 hour earlier than New York. Okay. Now, by the way, this leads to another point. By convention, we ascribe in the United States and all over the world the same time to a band of 15 degrees. This also is a convention. Philadelphia, right, is 1 degree to the west of New York, so if you didn't have the convention of the west, you would have to move your clock 4 minutes when you go from New York to Philadelphia. So we don't do that. Okay, now, so in other words, the Western world has solved the problem of the international dateline. But as Rav Taplin said, this is not nogeya according to halacha. Now, that, as we will see, a lot of the premises were disputed along the way. You might have heard of Rav Menachem Mendel Kasher, author of the magisterial work Torah Shlema. He says, I dispute that. And he feels he has a Radvaz at his side. The Radvaz says, at least according to his interpretation, no, people are koveya when Shabbos is. Right? So, in other words, Rav Menachem Mendel Kasher was the one major figure in the 20th century who said, you know what? We don't really have to worry so much about the national dateline. There's no reason why the consensus of the world cannot apply to us. Obviously, a lot of people disputed that. So according to him, we have solved the problem. So when you go to Japan, you simply observe Shabbos when the Japanese observe Shabbos. Even Rav Nachman Mendel Kasher said there's one nafkamina between us and the Umos Olam. That's the case of someone on a Sfina, right? Or I guess in our circumstance, we would say we're naturally a plane. Because he would say that, because based on certain Gemaras, which we won't get into now, he says that if you are in a boat, you keep Shabbos from your original point of departure until you will go to another place, which then would have maybe a different Shabbos. So if you travel the Pacific Ocean, even according to Rav Kasher, you would keep, let's say, the San Francisco time until you hit Japan. Not quite what is done. When I went to Japan, you know, we knew when we crossed the dateline in our airline, and then some people started switching their watches immediately. Okay, but that's a side point. The major point is that Rav Nachman Elkasha said that, listen, what the Umos Olam HaKoveya, there's no reason why you should not apply to us. Okay, but be that as it may, most Shitas dispute that. Now, this goes back all the way to the Kuzari. Okay. Now, here's how I'm going to do it. I'll present the Kuzari, the Balamor, the Chazon Ish, what I call the really 2 points of the Chazon Ish. One point is simply a restatement of the Kuzari, and another one is his unique application of a concept called Greira to this issue. Many people dispute the Chazon Ish's point about Greira, but they'll still accept his first point, and there's a minority that even disputes his first point. Then I'll just step back for a second and present what I feel is the one premise of the Chazon Ish that it seems that intuitively most other authorities are challenging it, and then we'll get to the other views. Okay. The Shita of the Kuzari, Yehuda Levi, and the Balamor in his commentary to Rosh Hashanah, it's right here, it's Daf Heyman Aleph, Daf Yarif, and Rosh Hashanah, is that the center of the world is Yerushalayim. Okay, that's an easy move, right? Obviously, Greenwich, England has no halachic status for us, so we have the Gemara that talks about Yerushalayim is the, you know, the Tabur HaOretz, right, the navel of the world, so it's certainly legitimate to make that move. But then he makes another point. The easternmost point of the world is 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. The westernmost point of the world is 270 degrees west of Yerushalayim. And you look at Ritvan Aran Rosh Hashanah, A lot of Rishon agree with this view. Now, the Chazon Ish, in his presentation of the issue, of course, hang on, wrote Kuntres Yud Ches Sha'os. Why is this called Yud Ches Sha'os? It's called Yud Ches Sha'os for the following reason. Because if you are saying, here, you're saying that Yerushalayim is the center of the world, right here, and you go 6 hours, right? You only go 6 hours east. That means if it's 12 noon in Yerushalayim, let's assume it's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, so you go 6 hours, you go 1 inch past 6 hours, it's 6 p.m., let's say we start on Monday. It's 12 noon, Monday, Yerushalayim. You go 6 hours, you have 6 p.m., or maybe 6 p.m. minus delta, right? The next inch is 6 p.m., not on Monday, but on Sunday, right? So you go. So therefore, Yerushalayim is 18 hours into the 24-hour day. Now, the Balaam Or, based on this, Kuzari and others, explains a very difficult passage in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It's simply 8-word sentence. Nolad kodem chatzos, biyadua shenira kodem shkias achama. Right? Nolad is the mathematical point in which already there is a new moon. Moon also is revolving around the earth. Right? Here, I say also from the perspective of the Rishonim, we know now it's the only body, the only natural body going around the earth. Biyadua shenira kodem shkias achama. So basically, to skip a lot of steps, Balmor says as follows. The question is where? Nolad where and Nira where? Balmor tells us, Nolad b'Yerushalayim kodem chatzos hayom. If the Nolad is a second, right, delta, the going towards the limit before noon, it will be seen, right, kodem shkias hachama, somewhere that day in the world. Why? According to our setup of the categories, when Shkias Achama? 6 p.m. Right? So in other words, at that point, it will still be daytime of that day somewhere in the world. Therefore, it is legitimate for that day to be Rosh Chodesh. Right? In other words, basically, That's where he's going. Now, 6 hours this way, 18 hours the other way. Okay, I'm really skipping a lot about that. I really don't want to focus on that very hard tomorrow. Now, but I want to just move back. So the point is that the Kuzari says that it's 6 hours and not more for that day. That means, so let's figure it out. So Yerushalayim is, we now know, for example, 35 degrees east of Greenwich. 6 hours, 6 times 15, 90. 35 plus 90 is 125. So, let's be a little more exact. We might as well. Now we have this printout from Google, current local time in Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim, it says here, is longitude 35 degrees, 13 minutes east. So, you see how problems can resolve. Let's take a city called Changchun, China. Pick that for the sound. 125 degrees, 19 minutes east. Okay? So, it's a drop more than 90 degrees. It's the far east. So, according to the conventions of the world, let's assume it really probably isn't the band of 6 hours, but let's even assume it's 7 hours. So it's not 7 hours east of Yerushalayim. It's halachically 17 hours west of Yerushalayim, right? In other words, according to the Kuzari, you drop a perpendicular 6 hours east of Yerushalayim, and 1 second past that is no longer the Far East, it's the Far West. You had a point before?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just curious what justifies calling it the center of the world if it's not in the center.
Okay, so
why not,
so that's a very interesting.
Why not be 73 degrees in one direction?
Okay, that's very interesting. That's a great question, but you only really have that question raised at length by the time we get to the Nechman V'Noyim. I'm going to discuss that momentarily. Let me just put it this way. And I'll come back to that, anticipating a little bit the Ibn Ezra, the Radak, the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, Rav Avraham Rav Chiya, all the great medieval Jewish figures who did any geography. They knew that the earth was round, but they didn't know that there's any land, what we call the Western Hemisphere. They thought it's all Mayan. Ki hu al yamim yisada, avan lor zechoneneho, moreover, as the Nechman V'Noyim demonstrates, they felt that there is only one quarter of the globe has land. Why is that important? I'll tell you. Then it's only what we would call the north of the equator and the eastern hemisphere. Three quarters of the globe is all Maya. Therefore, there's only 180 degrees of land. Yerushalayim is be'emtza ha-yeshuv. What does yeshuv mean? Yeshuv means that part of the globe which has land. So according to the Kuzari, it makes eminent sense. Okay? That's going to answer your... Okay, we'll get back to this. In other words, if you take a... No, listen. Why in the world should we come to this position? So one second. So if you hold that Yerushalayim is the center of the inhabitable world, right? Not people on boats, but land. So, 90 degrees this way, 90 degrees that way, it makes perfect geographical sense. Because according to the Kuzari, the halacha is just reflecting the geographic fact. Now, let me go on. Second. Okay. Here, so for example, just to explain a little further, let's say Kobe, Japan. You look it up. Kobe, Japan is 130, some Jews were there during World War II, 135 degrees and 10 minutes east of Greenwich. Once again, that's more than 9 degrees east of Yerushalayim, so 100 degrees east of Yerushalayim, therefore 260 degrees west of Yerushalayim, therefore it's not the far east. Halachically, it is the far west. Now, before the Chazon Ish came around, you never want to say words like all or never, but as far as I know, nobody that held the Kuzari had a different interpretation of the Kuzari Balamor than one that would say you simply find out 9 degrees east of Yerushalayim, that's where you drop the line, right? So Chongqing, China. I discussed that already. Now, what does that mean? This is remarkable. So you're in Kamchatka, right? You know from Risk, Kamchatka, Irkutsk, Yakutsk, all those places on the Far East. You have, here, Birobidzhan. That's the city in where Stalin, at one point, had an idea of sending all Jews there. It's more than 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. So, that's it. It's the far west. It's not the far east. Now, Rav Yitzchak Yisraeli, right? He's called the Talmud of the Rus. Someone actually wrote an article. It's not really clear how much of a Talmud he was. He was practiced at the same time. He was in the 14th century. He lived in Toledo. You know, just because someone lived in Boston, that didn't make him a Talmud of the Rus. So just because he lived in Toledo, didn't make him a Talmud of the Rus. But that's how he's referred to in the literature. So he has a great line. He says, look, it is insane that you could have two people talking to each other, and for one person it is Friday afternoon, and for the other person, the Shabbos afternoon. Okay, that is just, that is absurdity. that, and since that is so inconceivable, the halacha has to be different. Just like we said in the first place, there has to be a dateline in the first place, because obviously the guy that stays still is going to have a day different than the guy who travels the world going east, and alternatively the guy that travels the world going west. Let's say you have a dateline, but if that dateline is 135 degrees and 12 minutes, 13 minutes east of Greenwich, 13, right? 125-13, so it can't be that a guy in one suburb of Changchun, it's Friday, and the guy next door, it'll be Thursday. He said that is too insane. And Vaharaya, we don't do it today in the Western world. So, Yisod Olam, I have it here. I don't have it. I have the citation of it, Nechman Vinayim. Okay, now, so his answer is that the dateline will be in the ocean. And as a Nechmad Vinayim has a great line, it's in the Mar Makomos, he says, Ma ichbas lahem l'dgei hayom. Right? No, the dogim don't have a chi of Shmira Shabbos, so you have your dateline in the ocean, right? Okay, so in a chinami, there will be a point that for one fish it's Thursday, and for the other fish it's Wednesday. They don't care. They don't have a chi of Shmira Shabbos. We are human beings. We have a chi of Shmira Shabbos. Oh. Now, the Chazon Ish made a second claim. Before you go to get out of the problem of Yisraelim, before I discuss that, let me just tell you, Moshe Sternbach, the Sefer Modim Zmanim, reports what he heard in the name of Rizka Ravskol and Rachel Revelvel, the Gabe, the Jews who were fleeing Nazi-occupied areas and were in Siberia, like Kamchatka around there, at a distance more than 9 degrees east of Yerushalayim, but they also understood the Balamor, just draw a line straight down, be the ramifications what they may. And I also heard from different people here, same idea in the name of the Moshe Soloveitchik. So therefore, if the line is 125 degrees, let's take Australia, right? And there's going to be a point in Australia in which you are no longer the far east, but you're the far west. So Sydney and Melbourne, Australia, will be considered as the far west. Perth, another towns in Western Australia will be the Far East. Okay. Chaim Zimmerman also, he said, so what? You know, if that's the halacha, even though it's the Varzar, that it's too bad. Now, the Chazon Ish accepted the critique of the Yesod Olam against the Kuzari while still accepting the Kuzari also. How can you do that, right? Either you say it is absurd to have a line, right, in which two people can say Shalom Aleichem to each other, and for one person it's Thursday, the other person it's Wednesday, or it's not absurd, right? Okay, so he said, and here, again, this is his unique view, that he split the question of two people separated by a point in land and the point of a coastline separating land and sea. Okay? That's the Chazon Ish's concept of Gerira, right? That therefore, even 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim, as long as there is a connection to the landmass of Asia, that is what's called the beginning of the east, and not Dafka 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. Hence, let's go to our map. Points in Siberia, China, Korea. There's a big, during the Korean War, there were chaplains, Jewish chaplains, had to figure out what to do. Australia, that begin less than 90 degrees of Yerushalayim, are all designated halachically in their entirety as the Far East. Why? Since they're connected by land to areas less than 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. But Japan won't help. Why not? It's an island, it's four islands. They're not connected to the Eurasian landmass. So Japan, so in other words, it's interesting. This is what, from my understanding of the issue, just about, you know, again, he really is a Das Yachid. There are people that will simply follow him 100%, but at the time, this prop was accepted by virtually nobody else. Right? So let's go through the cases. Japan, New Zealand, and there's a couple of people here in Ashiva now from New Zealand. They will all be the far west. Because number one, they are more than 9 degrees east of Yerushalayim, and they are not connected to the Eurasian mainland. So, even if you accept the Kula of the Chazan Ish within the Sheet of the Kuzari with respect to Siberia, Australia, etc., you won't have it with respect to Japan. You won't have it with respect to New Zealand. Okay? So that's a very, very important point. Yes?
So come down for everybody agrees that New Zealand and Japan is the far west.
With everyone. We wouldn't see up Tukachinsky, all the rest of people don't. Within the Kuzari, no, there was the Reb Chaim Zimmerman, Reb Velvel, Orly from, Reb Moshe Salavation, all those people that said, Shad of the Balam Or is you drop a, like a great line, 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim, that's the date line. Right. And the Chazish agreed with this. He was fighting Reb Tukachinsky, who we'll get to, who says, this is crazy, Japan should be the Far East, and since we now know that it's 360 degrees, it's not like that. I'm first presenting the Chazon Ish as a prat within the Kuzari. So you got that. Right, so according let's just review that last point. According to, let's say, Reb Chaim Zimmerman and Agan HaSar, he said that, no, this is ridiculous. He said, who cares if you hold the Davar Zar? If that's where the dateline is, if you're holding Yerushalayim as the center of the world, and then go 9 degrees east, you get your map, and you, just take the conclusions, however the chips fall. So the Chazon Ish agreed that Japan and those areas are also the far west, but what he felt, and this is where most people dispute him, he felt that the Kuzari had no problems with the Yesod Olam's question, because he would make this move. Now, I hope you are beginning to see. The other move is to say no. If it's absurd that two people will say Shalom Aleichem to each other, right? Maybe that's a reason why it should be 180 degrees east of Yerushalayim. We're not even up to that Shita yet. Okay, yeah? Japan is the Far East.
So it's everything east of.
So the question is, where do you go? So that I have the maps in the end of my Makomos, you'll see. If the line might be 180 degrees east of Yerushalayim. 180 degrees, right? I'll get to that in 1 minute. So let me just go back here. Now I think Rabbi Blach pointed out, different people pointed out, besides all the other problems, the Chazon Ish's Shita did not get rid of some of the absurdities. Right? He says the coastline. So first of all, as people say, the whole point of a line, there's one yesod of an international date line, it's a line. Because the Chazon Ish goes all the way from Kamchatka next to Australia in, right, all the way to China. Then you have, for example, you look very careful, Rav Nachman Kasher's, these great maps of Korea, there are a lot of tiny little islands, right? And during the Korean War, that's, the South Korea, when Douglas MacArthur came, the landing on Incheon, right? So you had all these little different islands. Sometimes you go from Shabbos to Sunday to Shabbos to Sunday just because you're going back and forth to the coastline. Moreover, there's an Isser of swimming on Shabbos. So let's say you're in New Zealand and it's Sunday. Right? You're going into Shabbat. I mean, there are a lot of absurdities come out with the coastline also. Right? So, okay. Has someone else had a point yet?
The American dateline,
yes?
It also zigzags.
Yeah, okay, but it's not zigzag like that. I know that. I mean, you look at the map, or 92% of the way, it is straight down. You don't want to bump into Fiji. I'm aware of that. In other words, but it's much more, it's certainly 98% it's a line. Right here, you don't have a line at all. There is no, and again, you have bizarre situations. Like, see, you'll go from one way to the other way to the other way. right? In other words, many, many problems. Taiwan, you know, many, many problems will happen. Okay, now. Here. Just have here. So again, areas which, according to the Chazon Ish, would have a day different than that, according to the standard ways of reckoning, are, as I said, Japan, New Guinea, New Zealand, some islands of the Philippines, right? But on the other hand, Australia, Korea, and Siberia, and other parts of the Philippines, i.e. those that have a part of them less than 90 degrees east of Shalim, would have the same day. Now, as I said before, the Chazon Ish understood that the Kuzari and the Baal HaMor accepted the critique of the Yesod Olam, even though the Yesod Olam himself thought that the Kuzari didn't feel this way. Now, the Radvaz, for example, certainly understood that there's the Machlokes. See, the Chazon Ish says, everybody agrees with me. He does not want to allow for the position that the Yesod Olam might actually hold that the dateline is the other side of the world. So he's fighting, you know, Eish Lahava. But the Radvaz did understand that way. And at the very least, you could is that he certainly dismissed the concept of Gerira, right? If you don't hold for the concept of Gerira, right? Meaning that it's the coastline. So you basically have the Wazari saying it's 90 degrees. Now the Yesod Olam saying, but that's insane because you can't have two people saying Shalom Aleichem to each other, and for one it's Friday, one it's Shabbos, so therefore it can only be where the Gei Hayam are, which means 180 degrees. You get it? Now, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, he was Chazon Ish's nephew, he said, oh, Greir is a Sfar Pshuta. But Rav Taplin writes, you know, he asked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, how could you say that? Why? You know, many people would say Then Tamayez from Chaim Kanievsky, could you please show me where in the Baal HaMor you would get this idea of Gerira? The answer, of course, is Gerira 1,000 times. You'll never find it. But Chaim Kanievsky answered, it doesn't matter, because this is such a Svar Pshuta that you have to read it. This is the Svar that you have to use to defend the Kuzari and the Baal HaMor against the Yesod Olam. Okay, so the Chazon Ish has his premises. Once you accept his premises, his conclusions follow. Again, you know, you want to hear as people now talk about these issues, you know, Chazon Ish. For example, of Tabler writes, Moshe Feinstein didn't believe in Gerira at all. And again, and a lot of different interpretations. Now, if you assume that the Yesod Olam is leading to another view, right? What view would that be? Well, that might be a view that would take the international date line 12 hours east of Yerushalayim, right? Now, in other words, there's no land, there's no Yabasha there, there's no scenario of two people possibly talking to each other where one person is, you know, it's Tuesday, the other person is Wednesday. So, on top of the right, Shem the Chazon Ish. Well, couldn't you have a scenario of a Sfina? No. We're not talking about that scenario, right? We're talking about an idea that you just can't have, it's a line drawn down the, you know, 125 degrees east of Greenwich, where we would say that one person will be Tuesday and the other person is Wednesday. Okay, but I believe there's something much more fundamental here. This leads us to the Nechmat Benayim and leads us to Rav Tukachinsky's position. See, the Chazon Ish does not want to believe that there was any development of understanding of the earth. You know, the earth's geography. So therefore, he has to make his pshara between, you know, the Yesod Olam and the Kuzari. And I have one amazing line. We'll read this. It's page 26 of the Maamar Kamos. He says, by the way, the discovery of America has nothing to do with this. Okay, so just look. And this, of course, is a debated point. This is page 26 of the Maamar Kamos. It's within the country Shmona Esrei Shas of the Chazon Ish. It's Michtav Beis. See, it says Hashkafa Ma'amika. Hashkafa Ma'amika Ma'peres She'ein Shitas Harishonim Be'inyon Yudches Shos Lamar Rav Sheshos Lamizrach Mi'Yerushalayim Hanechshav L'Merkaz. Right, Yerushalayim is the center of the world. That is not Mevuseses al I Yediya Shel Yishuv B'Shetach Kadura Tachto. It's not that they didn't know that there's a possibility of people, right? So sort of put down the whole Western Hemisphere. We're only Yishuv Atachto. But don't think that. They ain't, now watch this. Anyone that thinks people in America are important, they ain't li Yishuv Atachto shum yachas le halacha psuka shalohem lo yichus chiyuvi lo yichus shlili. Then he makes the following claim, which is also disputed. The yediyas Yishuv Atachto hi omna mukdemes kikvar hi niskeres bezor ki yadua. That's a very strange passage in the Zohar Vayikra. There are three different interpretations of that passage. And there's signs that even if, I think even, it has some of the characteristics that even Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who says, you know, we accept the Masorah that the Zohar entails Masoros of, you know, Kabbalah from the time of the time of Maraim. That doesn't mean every single line in the Zohar was written by Rav Shimon bar Yochai. I'm being makata here. Even according to Rav Yaakov Emden, it's not clear that that line is authentic anyway. But in any event, you see what he's saying. He has to say this. Why does he have to say this? Because Rav Chazon Ish wants to keep the 90 degrees, right? 9 degrees with modifications. 9 degrees is with modifications, right? But it's still 90, not 180. Therefore, once you hit the Pacific Ocean, or even like East China Sea, Sea of Japan, Sea of Ostok, you're no longer going to be in the Far East anymore. Right? Let's read the next paragraph of the Chazon Ish. V'omnam, achvei shishlaim nechshevis l'merkaz, u'menu hushtas ha'olam, right? So that was the foundation of the world. V'sham nivra adam arishon ol v'shalom. So, yesh l'faneinu shnei drachim. It could have gone two ways. Yerushalayim definitely is the point. Im lachshov is Yerushalayim l'kaf haschalor, atchila. V'achvei shem ahalech hativi shel hacham mizrach l'marov. Right? Since the sun goes from east to west. Yeh v'achvech sof ha'kova achar chav dalet shos. V'yishchayiv mizeh sheh shnei shcheinim zeitzezeh yuvdu b'yom sholeim. He's saying, look, only two possibilities. One point is maybe have the date line in Yerushalayim. But that would certainly cause us to have the problems with the Yisod Olam, right? So he's saying about the two Shechinim. That can't be. So if it can't be the dateline point, it would have to be the center of the world point. But what center of the world? Only the center of the world which has the Eastern Hemisphere. Right? That's the point which others dispute. V'derech hasheni, v'yoshesh regesh. Here's a strange, just read what he said. Regesh musari v'sechli sha'ikar yishabed hatav l'stamos elav. Yesh lan l'hotzi me'ar merkaz kav shel kuf pei malos l'mizrach v'kav shel kuf pei malos l'mayrov v'mizrachim yakdiv yom l'fnei yoshalayim. Right? He's saying this, there would have been another logical move. What do you mean, other logical? That is the move that Rav Tugachinsky, for example, made. Right? He says, no. The next page. Look at Harishonim Zal Osu Psharu Nechonim Meshtei Hadrachim. In other words, that the Rishonim didn't take either extreme. Right? Okay, and then he goes on when he says, you know, it's 90 degrees, then with the point of Gerera. Okay. Now, you see how it's very, very important that he says Rishonim already knew about America. But there are two possibilities. He doesn't like either of them, and therefore we make only 9 degrees. But that's just begging the question, why is America not counted in this cheshvin? So here we can now introduce the Nachman Benayim. Nachman Benayim says, I'll tell you why the Kuzari didn't count America as part of the cheshvin, because the Kuzari did not know that America existed. Right? The Radak did not know that America existed. The Ram didn't know that America existed. They knew the earth was a globe, but they didn't realize there's land, and more importantly, they didn't realize there's people on it. So therefore, Yerushalayim really could logically be Emtza HaYishuv. Okay, let's move back. I want to just see briefly. I apologize for you. It's hard to read, but it's very fascinating. Nechma Vinayim, all about the date line. Let me just show you some of his. Look at page 3. I'm sorry, going before that, look at page 2, Simon Samach Dalet. I'll read 2 Simonim. This is Bittel, by the way, the Gans also. Talmud the Maharal, he doesn't care for the word Talmud, but he was the Dor after the Maharal. He was beginning of the 1600s. He already was aware of the discovery of America, and as he points out, moreover, that there were people living there. Okay. Mlein Tzon Adam, which refers to the Indians. Look at Simon Samach Dalet. Bitol Dasa Kadmona Marsh Omer Shachatzi Kado Ar Shakua B'mayim. Kfar Be'arnu B'rosh Zeh Ashar Gam Rosh HaRisho Misvarena Zeh Sha'olam hatachton bichlal hayabosha imayom okyanus, right, that's the ocean. Yitzir sha'yom and kulam yasu v'yom yachtov hem kikadur v'sha'yabosha miskalem mitoch ha'mayim right, michol shisha kvotosov. In other words, the entire globe has land, like emerging on top of the water. The afalp, bottom line, Shekola kadmonim, hein mi b'nei Yisrael, hein mi umos ha'olam kulam. Next page 3 in the Maram Kamos. Choshvu shechatzi kadur oritz megula. Megula means that there is land. It's exposed. Land is exposed. Umitzad sheni shakua v'tavua b'mayim. Kmo shetimso lachochom rav Avraham ben Ezra. Ularadak zal, the perish of Pasuk, Yehua mamim yisada, Timuchav Dalid, Chain Dasa Tochain, as the astronomer, Agado Rav Avram Rav Chia, Baltu as Oret, Mo Kain Timtzal Achacham Reisroel Yisraeli. Right, even he thought that. Pegrisho Maimashem Sivay Soda Olam, Bushar Makomus Rabos, Shom Sivay Svar Zuni Akam Yisodos, etc., etc. Gamadiri Hamor Peg Ein Gimel, right, Rosh, Dadik Roshdikla Balmor Hinayim, etc., etc. Then it goes on. Go through them like that. It says, "Ad heina yard." But now, it says as follows: "Kulam." Okay, I'll see what says. The first word of the line is "Samachalav." Chenu das balshvili emuna mikomakom hadas shelkol. I think kol akadmonim kulam keechod nimtzu baze shog gimu matayim. What can I do? They're wrong. Ki lachronim ze ma'at yosman me'yoshana. You know his history also. So he lived in the beginning of the 1600s, so from 1492. Ba'ad heina yardei hayam. A lot of melissas here from Tehillim. This is from, you know, the Brikas HaGomel, Kapitel in Tehillim. Yardei hayam ba'anios shluchei tsarfas usfar to Portugal hayardim lasuras hayam hisvadalehem bimarev lovachidos. That's working over the pasuk in Baloscha. Shevchal shisha kvotza shakada olam matzu diurim. There are people. So when you say Yerushalayim is the emtza hayishuv, you can't just go west and east within the eastern hemisphere. You have to go all over. Vehem b'yabosha, vehem b'iyeh hayamin. Hem echelik ha'elyon, northern hemisphere, the daitenu, vehem echelik ha'tachton, southern hemisphere, nuach tachas kapos reglein. Right, before Prince Henry the Navigator and Vasco da Gama, they didn't realize people lived in Africa below the equator either. That's also new. That's it's a Hebraization, the Latin for a new world. Now watch this line. And it's not just, maybe someone would say, good, this land, but there are no people, so therefore you could still hold like the Guzari and only count Eastern Hemisphere. You can't do that either. V'kulam meleim tzon adam. That's from the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Here's referring to the Indians. Tzon adam k'moshi spore b'samuch. Right? And then he goes on, and he says, even though the Ibn Ezra and the Radak and the other people say that, Alohani Soyon Hamafursum Hanira Leinayim Makhishin Shapasaki Hu Amim Yasada. So what does that mean? I'll give you another Hesper of the Pasuk. Hu Al Yamim Yasada would mean maybe Eitzel Yamim. Hu Al Naros Bavel. Okay. So that's a very important point. So once you say that the Shita of the Kuzari is based upon evidence that we now know is different, that will lead us to, for example, Rav Tukhachinsky's position, that granted Yerushalayim is the center, but the other part will be 180 degrees away. Okay, now, here, if you look on page 7 of Maamar Makomos, he says, Otako, he has another question. What does it mean that Yerushalayim is in the middle of the world? Right? So, now here's something very interesting. Even if you just take the Eastern Hemisphere, right, we now know that you can have more than 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. So this, even before we get to discussion of the dateline, we see that it's not going to work just from the Eastern Hemisphere alone to say Yerushalayim is the middle of the world. That's another point. You understand that last point? In other words, let's say there's no America. There's still an Eastern Hemisphere. Yerushalayim is not in the middle. It's off to the side. Right? So he points out again, he says, listen, you really can't say, it is not true to say that Yerushalayim is the midpoint of the Eastern Hemisphere, right? He says, so basically what he ends up saying is something else, that, you know, there's what's called the theory of the climates, which is, you learn in earth science as a kid, there's the torrid zones, the temperate zones, and the frigid zones. Right, so the Greeks had this idea that there are 7 climates, and Yerushalayim is in the middle climate. And the Kuzari says this elsewhere, and that's basically what he says. It's not talking about a point, but rather the climate of Yerushalayim is the most perfect climate, which he also quotes the Ibn Ezra, helps for intellectual advancement, and the Kuzari even says helps for Nevuah. So it's not a point anymore, yes?
Isn't that also first going up?
Right, that's another point, 100%, yes. Right, who says that it has to be the ends of both ways? 100%. Okay, now, so much to do here. Let me just show you, but here's the problem. Let's look at Simon Kuf Samach Aleph in the Nechmad V'Noyim. All right, you know what? We'll go even a little further. Go to page 11. This is when the Shabbos starts. You have here a second column, so 2/3 of the way down. So the nation Shimon. Hashochem ikseya mitzvah chatzos yom shabbato utzor etc., etc. Now called Shabbos Yisachar, we'll call Yom Shishi. Ech yitochein ve'efshar zeh sheshnayim hakrovim zeh lo zeh ushneim roin es hashemesh ke'echad. Right, they're both seeing the sun. She'ha'echad yikare or yikra shem hayom yom shishi v'ashen yikra lo yom Shabbos. Ein lecha shibush v'hito bolam hazeh. Okay, that's the famous presentation. Then in the next page, page 12 of the Maran Makomos, he quotes the Rav Yitzchak Yisraeli, the Tamar of the Rosh, around 10 lines from the top. Okay. Here. The Taimo, he says like this. He says that, you know, Rav Yitzchak Yisraeli thought, he was wrong, he thought, like all the other astronomers thought, that the what we call today the Western Hemisphere is totally submerged in water. So he was fine in having 180 degrees. Here it is. Shame hen yikru liyom haniskar. Ah, now this paradoxically makes it even more problematic. In other words, like this, I want to add something. By the time you got to Rabbi Yisrael Yisraeli, you knew already, klar, that there are more than 6 hours worth of land east of Yerushalayim. It's not 100% clear that the Kuzari knew that. No, the Kuzari might have actually felt that all there are is 180 degrees of land. But once you already come to the 14th century and you know, people are, they already discovered the Canary Islands, they have the Azores, you know, you knew already much more, and you knew already that there's more than 90 degrees worth of land east of Yerushalayim, then the problem becomes more acute. The Chazanish didn't even want to admit that maybe there was a change in the amount of knowledge between the Kuzari and the Yisodon. The Kuzari is at 180 degrees. Might very well be the Kuzari, it was a moot point because there would be no land, according to his view, more than 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. The Yisod Olam already has, we know that there's more, and we know that it's absurd that two people could say Shalom Aleichem to each other, Tachas the same Shemesh, and for one is Thursday, one is Friday. Therefore, where does the line have to be? 180 degrees east of Yerushalayim, which is part of the ocean. So now, the Nechmanai says, you know what? It's not that easy to have that either. Because actually, you look, 180 degrees east of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is 32. High math, 180 minus 32 is 148. Look at 148 degrees west. Well, there is some land. You're in the middle of Alaska, right? So now you have to decide whether that is, but that's further north. So you have to decide whether that makes a difference or not, right? So he is correct that we now that we know America, right? We have problems with all the views. If you look in the end of that paragraph, he says the court of Rudolph, see that? He said he was there, there was a big convocation and no one knew what to do. By the way, this is true. King Rudolph of the Habsburg monarchy at the time, he was very interested in science, again, whatever the stories of the Maral, you know, him, you know, I'm not going to vouch for the stories, but certainly we knew he had an interest in science, and we have here, it says, Gam Yodo Telecha Kore Sheitzat Elo Shelos, he's a planet, he did himself. Sheitzati Elo Shelos Amavuchos Haneskos Lifnei Gedolim Muflegle Torah. Umechachmei hanotrim, hayosh ve'adoneinu ha'kesa rudalfos, Right, anashim chachamim nevodim chidud yaseichel asher in chekel tfunasam. But no one gave me a good answer. Okay, now we come to the 19th century. There was Reb Chaim Zelig Slominski. So he understood also that the position of the Kuzari was based upon not knowing America, right? So he has some great questions. He says, look, for the first time, a significant amount of people are able to cross the Pacific Ocean. So he says, what do you do? He says, Rochav, this is page 13 or 14 of the Mara Makomos. It's a fun question to raise because he has interesting names of all the other cities. Right, Yochim Amas bin America La Eretz Asia, Ki Yavob Mavoch Gdol bin Shmiras Yom HaShabbos. So he says, look, what's the Nafkamina? A Yisrael goes from San Francisco to Melbourne or Calcutta. So if he goes west, because we're used to the fact that when you go west, you simply save an hour. So maybe he could simply continue to save hours. So that then that will lead us to one of the absurdities, right? That the person who the people in Bombay are holding it Thursday, he traveling west from America will hold it Wednesday, right? Because he's only losing like 1 hour at a time. Do you see that? Right, when you travel, let's say you travel from New York to Japan, so you're going west, so you know, the time that the airplane is traveling will take up time, but you're going, you know, you're losing 1 hour, a second hour, the time you get to California, you're learning 3 hours. Right, only in short increments, and suddenly you cross the dateline, and you have to add 24 hours. But if you don't have a dateline, you just learn you lose 1 hour at a time, and so that will lead to an absurdity. Then he talks about Alaska. Now this is a true historical fact. Before 1867, Russia owned Alaska. It was on Russian time. Russia didn't hold from the dateline. Right, you understand what's going on? In other words, when Seward convinced the United States government to buy Alaska from Russia, besides everything else, he changed the day. Look at the bottom two lines. In the Achdas 1867, Hayagvul Mamleches Rusia Mizrach Nimshach Od Lahala Bimchoz Kamchatka. See that with the kuf? Atoch America Tzvonis Kol Chevel Eretz. I don't know what the Yud is there. Alyaska, and it's clear. Alaska. Asher, it's a fun tshuva, has all the names. Asher al-Gvul Canada Shema. V'chol, he gives you evidence. V'chol yimei memshelis Rusya beretz ahi, hayu harusim toshvei Alaska, monim yom echad v'shavua, yoser miminyan ha-amerikayim, shcheineyem hayosh etzom al-Gvul. So you in the Yukon, right, belonging to Canada, you had one day, and that's exactly the point. The next town, next village was another day. Hayom Asher Rusin grew derech Moshel Beis b'Shavua b'Shavim Toshvei Rusia Shcheinim Hayomahu Hayetzal Merkayim Akrovin Yehem Rak Yom Rishon b'Shavua. Then he has a discussion about the sale. Okay, then it also comes up with the Philippines. Why? Because the Philippines used to belong to Spain for the Spanish-American War. So Eastern Hemisphere, right? The only thing is, so you'll say, why should there be a difference? I'll tell you why. Because you can get to the Philippines from Peru. That they used to, so therefore, it could be, from one way of looking at it, it could be considered a westernmost possession. Right? Is it a westernmost possession or is it an easternmost possession? Okay. So Rav Tukachinsky here, by the way, look in page 15 of Mara Makomos, you have this is an old map, which the Philippines were considered far west. Why? Because it was one of the westernmost possessions of Spain. Right, this is also an absurdity. Okay, so Rav Tukachinsky basically said, you know, based on what we know now, the line has to be drawn 180 degrees opposite of Yerushalayim. And I have the Radvaz for you. You look up the Radvaz. He comes to that conclusion. Now, So what happens in Hawaii? So according to Rav Tukachinsky, Hawaii is the opposite. Hawaii is not the far west, it's still the far east. Get it? In other words, if you follow Tukachinsky and you say you draw the line 180 degrees east of Yerushalayim, which to the extent that we know that there are people all over 360 degrees and you don't want to make the move like the Chazon Ish said, well, it's just the eastern hemisphere, only that counts and the western hemisphere doesn't count. If you don't want to make that move, say the western hemisphere counts, so you draw a line 180 degrees, right? So it's around here. Now, you could still claim it is much more, how shall I say, reasonable than just drawing a line 90 degrees, because all you have is really Alaska. You don't really have much there, but the line actually falls to the west of Hawaii. Therefore, the opposite problem from Japan now happens in Hawaii. According to the Chazon Ish, Hawaii is fine. You go to Hawaii, you do what the Hawaiians do. But if you go like a Tukachinsky, you have the opposite problem. Get the point? Okay. So,
what are the coordinates of Hawaii?
Okay, what are the coordinates of Hawaii? It's approximately it's in between. There's the big island, there's Oahu. Let's put it this way. It is east of 165 degrees west, and it is west of 150 degrees west. That means it is within that band. It is east of 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim, and it's clearly a island, so there's no Gerera, but it is still west of 180 degrees east of Yerushalayim. So according to Rav Tukachinsky, it's still the Far East. But obviously it belongs to America, so we in America call it the Far West. The westernmost state is Hawaii. Why? We know Api Halacha we're not meshuvah to that. So now, for the last... I'll quote Rav Nachman El-Kasha, then we'll just look at some maps, then we'll wrap it up. So Rav Nachman El-Kasha made the following point. He based himself on the Radvaz, it's in the Marmokomos. He says, you know what? I dispute the premise that everyone is talking about here. I dispute that there is a halachic international dateline. He bases himself on the Gemara that says that, you know, let's say you're in a midbar. You don't know what to do. So you go for 6 days, then you shomer Shabbos, ad shemagia li yeshuv. It's an amazing Gemara. Okay, now there are those that say that Gemara is irrelevant. His premise is that it is relevant. In other words, the time of Shmira Shabbos is a convention. And therefore, since the Umos HaOlam made this convention at Greenwich, it's good enough. It's halachically legitimate. The only nafkamina is, again, about the, like what I said in the beginning of the shiur, about the Sfina and the airplane. But otherwise, it's fine. And he writes, he said that he was fighting, he said he wrote a letter to, he was fighting with the Chazon Ish a lot, and 9 days before the Chazon Ish died, he again presented his view. So Chazon Ish said, Yiddish, no, Yedda ain't learned via Vil. Everyone just learns the way they want about these sugyas. It's gonna be very hard to convince anyone with a different orientation on the sugyas. So, let's now look at these last maps, pages 33 through 36 of the Maram Komos. First you have page 33. This is 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. Here's the dateline. So again, if you visit China, you're fine. But obviously, when I went to Japan, basically I was Machmir on the rices like the Chazon Ish, but you know, for davening, for everything, I made a joke. It's like, you know, go there, so you have a day and a half shita. So, but essentially, we davened Vachadika davening, and Sunday was Sunday, and you know, Masai Shabbos was Masai Shabbos. But I try to be Machmir on the rices like the Chazon Ish, because the Maisa, again, Rav Tukachinsky, again, I spoke to many Rabbanim before I made that decision, not. Let me just finish. So Rav Tukhachinsky, in terms of Rov, at the time, Chazanish lost. That's a Dover Borer. I spoke to people who were in Shanghai, right, who were in Japan from the Mishnah. They said, Lemaisa, Ruba de Ruba of the Yeshiva Bachrim did not go like the Chazanish. And they were in Japan. Friday, Shabbos was Shabbos. Sunday were a few Yechidim who were machmin like him. And within, there's a subset on the Daraisas. So Lemaisa, you don't. It's very interesting. We all know this when you learn Hilchas Shabbos. There aren't that many Daraisas you can be over on Shabbos. You can't light a match. So then I had an Einfall. We had, when I went to Japan, we had Dr. Will Lee. So I said, Dr. Lee, you're going to be my Sunday guy. And we were. How do you know? Because the consensus poskim, Mir La'akum, is only Midrabanan. Right? So I mean, what's made a decision at the consensus? What's the right drone? Is consensus poskim? Yes, I know that Mechilta with the Ramban, the Lamaisa, according to, again, 99% of everyone, Mir La'akum is only Midrabanan. So Mir La'akum, so we started with Habdallah. We need Habdallah candle. Dr. Lee, you will light the match for the Havdalah candle. Okay? So Baruch Hashem, we got through the day in Japan. Let me just show you the four maps, and I'll take some questions, and then here. Here's a map, 90 degrees. That's page 33. So Japan, you see, is clearly the Far East. By the way, I did some research also. By the time of World War I, people were already Jews living in Japan, and then the 100% consensus of the poskim is you do the way the people are doing in Japan. Okay, so I certainly had what to be somechan. That's number one. You see, New Guinea, not that many Jews here, but New Guinea would have that same problem. New Zealand also. Then page 34 is the Chazanish. So you have it juts out from Siberia, Australia. Indonesia is half and half. Okay. Now, page 35 is Tukhachinsky. Let's say for how your mom. By the way, I spoke to somebody who took a trip to Alaska. And you might know him, Rabbi Rabinovicki. He's a Rebbe and Rabbi in Aruch Chaim and also in Rabbi Lander's yeshiva. So it got very tricky because there's Fairbanks, a good friend of mine, there's Fairbanks and there's Anchorage. I don't have the coordinates here, but you have to be careful. In other words, certain cities are closer to the 180 degrees from Yerushalayim than others are. Right, depends how you go there. Like, this is not such a good map. Juneau and other parts of Alaska, here, this is a much better map. Juneau, which is the capital of Alaska, is east of 135 degrees. Juneau is certainly the far west, according to according to everyone, because 180, let's say 35, 180 minus 35 is 145. So anything east of 145 degrees west of Yerushalayim is certainly the west. So certain parts of Alaska are fine. Other parts of Alaska are problematic, and it's the reverse situation by the Chazanish. That's page 35. Finally, page 36, Hatarich Nikva. So there you see EA Hawaii is the far west, but Japan and Australia, New Zealand, and everything thereof is certainly the far east. So you see a difference. You see that according to page 35 of Tukhachinsky, Hawaii is considered the far east. By the way, there's another interesting point. Rabbi Bleich mentioned this point. You know, can a person be a wise guy and just try to get out of Shabbos by going from place to place Once you have Rav Kasher, you get every Shita has its absurdities. According to Rav Kasher, you can try to get out of Shabbos. Why? Because since every place is Alpiyah Muchsak Sham, right? You just keep on traveling to the other place. That also is absurd. That also is certainly against the point of the whole Gemara of Mona Shisha Yomim the Shomer Shabbos. Okay, I'll take some questions and I'll make a concluding remark. Yeah?
But if there's an established community there, they're not going to hold 2 days
of Yom Kippur. Oh, of course not. No, the people in Japan hold like the Japanese hold. That's 100%.
So if you go visit them, why don't you follow that shit also?
Okay, no. So that's so that. In other words, what you're suggesting is, it's like applying a little bit like the Chacham Tzvi by Yontif over there. So no, that's one of Rav Kasher's arguments. It says Ad Shemagia Li Yishuv. Okay, so the Chazan Ish, though, I certainly appreciate that line of reasoning. I mean, again, the Chazan Ish's whole point is I don't care what everyone is doing. It's analogous to what Revelvel was supposed to have once said regarding Ben Hashmashos, right? As we know, Ben Hashmashos in Yerushalayim is very short, right? The stars are coming out. How could everyone hold the Zekhtel and Achdun Shalayim? So Purim Revelvel said, when I want to find out what Ben Hashmashos is, I don't look outside in the sky, I look inside in the Gemara. Okay, so Chazish analogously says, I don't care what the Japanese are doing, they're all wrong. And he held what he held with Torah Vaday. He said, Ichlu Biravi'i. He didn't say hold 2 days in Safek. He says, it's the people from the people that heard the Chazon Ish, heard his opponents, and well, what are we going to do? Right? So again, the Tanna Tukachin says, 19 very abundant, they all, you look at old issues of apartheid. You have this discussion about this, like in the 50s, the consensus, certainly nobody agreed with the Chazon Ish about Gerera. That within the Chazon Ish, you still had those people like Chaim Zimmerman that said it's 90 degrees exactly. Okay, yes, yeah, we had some other points? Yeah?
So if you were in Japan on Yom Kippur, so being my parent there is where they can have money.
Well, that's a very right. That's a very, very good point. I mean, I was Baruch Hashem not in Japan on Yom Kippur. You know? By the way, we had a very, very interesting. Okay, first, any more shots? I'll tell you one story about. Yeah?
Jews in Hawaii, what do they do?
The row of the Jews in Hawaii is the far west. The Olam, you know, again, except for these people that, you know, again, like Rav Kasher said, and that's what he says, the Radvaz says, and I know there are many posts going to say, the Radvaz says, the people determine when it is. There's nothing that, so they basically go like the people in Hawaii. I know there's some of the Bavitchers, there's a question about in Australia, I'm not up to that. See, there's a split between, according to the Chazon Ish, there's a split between Australia and New Zealand, which is very bizarre because there's so much commerce between them. And you know, people are going back and forth. So according to the Chazon Ish, Australia is one way, New Zealand is the other way, because the Gerera. If you hold like Rav, but the New Zealanders hold that they hold like Australia. Another point, or we're fine. Yeah.
According to the Chazon Ish, yeah. Australia is in between.
Yeah. So since the right.
Why
no, that's Gerera. Gerera is again.
Why not Gerera the other way?
No, you start from Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the center of the world. No, Yerushalayim is the center of the world. So you go 90 degrees, like Kuzari said, right?
If you went the other way...
No, but that's the answer. You don't go because you start from Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the center of the world. So you go 90 degrees, i.e. 6 times 15, and then you have Gerera. Right, so, but interestingly, the original Shilach show from Rav Chaim Zadok Slominski, they were already asking about Melbourne. That's also right, that nobody was assuming like the Chazon Ish Bagrera. Yeah? Okay, no. So, we had an interesting Shilach also that came up, just 2 more minutes to let you go. So we had one Shilach, obviously we had Amir La'akum. Then also we had the Tfilos, so we dive in regular Chol, regular chol davening, then but there was interestingly. Then we now muktzah, no problem. Muktzah is drabanan, okay. But then we did have a couple of people. So now another big issue came that I really had to sweat because the whole issue of shus harabim, the rashi's ram drabanan. As you know, Mishbura has like 35 and 35 What is the Raisa? What is, you know, what is Rabbana for Shus Haram? Is it Tesayin Amo like the Rambam, or is it 600,000 people, you know, like Rashi? So there may be three Rishuyos, according to Rashi, right? 600,000 people. Now we come to the Machlokes in Rav Moshe Feinstein and others. Does that mean 600,000 people passing through a point, or 600,000 people in a box of Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil? So we, on the itinerary for Sunday, was we were going to visit, I don't know, I forgot what it's called. It was like a shopping place, like the Macy's of Tokyo. And then, oh no, there were so many people there. So I said, wait a minute. Now it goes like this. Lemaisa, again, I told Dr. Lee, you're going to have to do a lot of carrying for us. Because I don't want to. So, now, not to be, again, I refuse to get into any discussions of Erev here or anything like that, but you know that Erev can't work if it's Shazam Daraisa. And Svardim, let's put it this way, it's only fair to say for Idota Mizrach people, the Rambam Shita, that Shusa Rambam's Tes Zayin Nil is far, far more important. That's on the base. Yosef Paskins, and that's the end of the deal. So I said, look, you carry stuff, right? And then our wallets, whatever, so Mukta, that's fine. So we got back to like the, you know, we said, we get back to the courtyard, you give it to us. So it's amazing. Dr. Lee is one of the Hasidic Umozom. He had like 10 big, like knapsacks and suit bags, and I said, give all your stuff to Dr. Lee. But then I realized as follows. We were okay, but it was still, when we were staying, a large courtyard. I said, wait a minute, this is still Tezayin Amma. So Dr. Lee said, Ashkenazim, you can't take your stuff. Svardim, I'm holding on to it until we get back into the hostel which we were staying. So I hope for that remark, you know, Dr. Lee really merits being one of Hasidi Umas Olam. He was able to put together both Dine International Dateline and Dine Shabbos. Have a good day.